To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app. Live on YouTube, I think.
We are live.
Hey, look, we got a lot going on. He's getting breakfast burritos for us.
Swear to God, I thought I hit the button, boys.
His plate is full.
Sorry.
It's all good. Could have been a double click, too. Maybe turn it off, turn it on.
That's a sensitive button. So
very well could be. We are back on YouTube. Hello, everybody. I get it. We missed you, too, just as much as you missed us. You missed a glorious conversation making fun of Penn State. Penn State's in hell, and there's no hope, so have fun with that in the years to come.
You blew my mind with that recruiting ranking.
Isn't it wild?
I just didn't know that was possible.
There was one of their guys was a quarterback. I can't remember what he was rated, but he committed yesterday. I think he's a 4-star quarterback, and everybody's like, why? I don't even know who the head coach is going
to
be.
Well, he gets to play. Miller's gone.
That is true.
You'll play.
He might be their starting quarterback next year.
You know?
I also chuckled because I don't think they're on Oregon's schedule next year. And I'm like, damn it. Why? Not that they were that good this year. At least, maybe they were at the start of the year. But I did think, why couldn't next year have been the big whiteout game? Everybody's going to beat up on them by 50 points, and I don't think Oregon has them on the Big Ten schedule.
Do the Huskies
next year.
Have them?
Let me double check. So Oregon next year, thank you for your pop-up ad, their Big Ten games, Illinois, Michigan State, Michigan, Nebraska, Northwestern, UCLA, Washington, Ohio State, and USC. So they don't have them.
And it looks like Washington's
might have them in Husky Stadium next year.
Hold on, I got it here.
Because they were at Penn State last year, and then they didn't play them this year, so they might
Washington
have them.
Does get Penn
they
State
do.
At home.
They at home.
At home.
God, they're going to kill them. I want that game on my schedule so bad. That's an easy. That might be the easiest win in the Big Ten next year, man.
Washington gets Indiana at home.
Indiana, ooh. Iowa, and Minnesota at home.
Juicy
they're
game.
At Purdue, Nebraska, Michigan State, as well as Oregon and USC.
Yeah. Anywho's, Penn State's going to suck. That's fun. I do have some more college football nuggies to get to, just some kind of odds and ends and things we're tracking, and including one trend that I saw yesterday that I thought was encouraging for the top of the sport. And so we'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. But I do want to start this hour with Bill Orme coming up bottom of the hour. Not often am I genuinely excited in appointment television for a Thursday night football game. The product usually isn't very good, and maybe that's the case again here tonight. There's no flexing of these games at this point, right? So you're kind of stuck with what you got.
Sure.
Cowboys and Lions is a doozy, man. And I gave the numbers yesterday, and I want to repeat this. So there's a lot of these matchups around the NFL this weekend where a win and a loss and what it does to your playoff hopes. So to your point on an elimination game, these are the odds for the Lions and the Cowboys in Detroit tonight. If the Lions win the game, they have a 57% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, it falls all the way down to 23%. So slim chance to make it after that. Dallas, this is essentially it. They're in win or survive mode every week. They've done it a couple weeks in a row, coming back against Philly and then beating Kansas City past week on Thanksgiving. If they win, 35% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, it falls all the way below 10%. They're at 8% chance to make it. So in terms of the swings that will happen for the winner and the loser, they are massive tonight. I want to start with the team that I know you don't like, And we make fun of their fans, and it's great. Joe Fisher's walking around peacocking because his team's won like three games in a row for the first time in a decade. Where are we at on Dallas if they win tonight in Detroit?
Live as a wild card.
Yeah.
And look, maybe that's disrespectful to even the division, because if Philadelphia loses their next game...
They're in LA on Monday night.
Yeah, they're a half game back.
Now, Herbert's got a broken hand, and he's saying, I'm going to play, and he's not practicing. We'll see how that works out. But
sure,
they're in LA on Monday night.
But we've seen the Eagles' offense look stupid.
Yes, we have.
So, Herbert broken hand, no broken hand. The Chargers are live to win that game. And until we see a blowout by Philly... Everybody should go into every game with the Eagles and assume it's going to be a tight contest that's going to be tough for them to score. I mean, where we're at with Dallas is just simply like, yeah, they've won three in a row. Their Thanksgiving game was a monster game to get.
Yes.
Because we continue to give, and by we, I'll just maybe speak for myself because I don't know exactly how you feel. I keep giving the Chiefs the benefit. Until I told you I see the elimination on a graphic.
I sprague the line on the Chiefs on Thursday because I'm doing the same exact thing.
But their defense has not been as good this year, and their offense is too inconsistent. And so the Chiefs, look, they're the Chiefs. And so I want to be fair to Dallas and say that's a great win for you on Thursday. I also look at their three-game win streak. And
started with the Raiders. They blew them out. Then they were down 21-0
to Philly.
The Philly
game was odd. The Philly comeback, Philly did that twice this year. They did it to Denver when they were up 17-0, 17-3. And then they did it with Dallas when they were up 21-0. So I don't really know how to properly gauge it other than if they beat Detroit tonight on the road. And as Lucy Burge mentioned yesterday, they're 2-4 on the road. So, if they lose tonight to the Lions, who, by the way, their defense sucks right now.
Not playing good.
I think you just have to kind of look at Dallas and, one, scratch them off the list because they'll be 6-6-1. If they're not winning this game, they're probably going to lose another game or two.
And they essentially have to win out because the back half of the wild card race in the NFC, you're not going to be 500 and get a spot. You got to keep winning games.
So if they win, they're live for the wild card and they'll be in the thick of the division race. And we can talk about that if they win. I just think tonight, as much as America says it's about the Cowboys, tonight is infinitely more about the Lions. And it's not that Dan Campbell can't have a questionably bad season or a season you go from being the one seed disappointed home to not even making the playoffs. It's more like, how do you fix what's wrong? Because they were supposed to be good defensively this year. Even though they lost Aaron Glenn, they were getting guys back, including Hutchinson.
They were decimated by injuries last year.
Have you checked their pass defense the last couple weeks?
Not good.
It's been terrible.
Yep.
And so you watch last week, it wasn't like Love lit him up for 500 yards, but he made every throw when he needed to. He got throws to get first downs when he needed to. He had four touchdowns. He had no picks. The week before, they need overtime to beat Jameis and the Giants, who went out there and just punched him in the mouth. So I'm worried. And I also think their pass blocking's been terrible. And oh, by the way, Ragnow came out of retirement and failed his physical.
That was pretty wild because they introduced him as welcome a legend back. And then 48 hours later, somebody did the gif of him running out of the tunnel and then running back into the tunnel.
It's the Abe Simpson. I'm in and I'm out. See you later. So
I'm not doing it.
I think tonight is more about Detroit and can they start to look a little Detroitish, or are they in a real tailspin here with how they're playing defensively?
They also we've debated Jared Goff a lot over the years, from his time in L.A. to it didn't end well. It didn't start well and then didn't end well. And then they trade him. And then the Rams win a Super Bowl without him. And you're like, hey, look at that. It worked. And then Detroit becomes good. He's been a very debated quarterback, as a lot of them are over the last handful of years. I also look at his stat line on the season, and I feel like it's a little misleading. Goff, statistically speaking, is not having a terrible year. I also feel like in bigger games and bigger moments, he has not played that well, and he's missed throws, and they've had games where they've just kind of disappeared offensively.
That Detroit game, or that Philadelphia game a couple weeks ago.
He was horrible against Philly. They lost 16, and he was 14 of 37. That's horrendous.
I think it was his worst statistical game of his career.
And I know that the stat line, again, wasn't terrible against Green Bay, but then you have the one play on fourth down where you go for it, and yeah, Jameson Williams should have caught the ball, but he didn't make a good throw on fourth down. He missed some guys. You go back to the opener where they were dreadful on the road in Green Bay to start the season. There's just been some clunkers for them this year offensively, and part of that is on Jared Goff. And I think as long as he is there, because of the career he's had, he will be a debated guy of can you win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, which is a pretty dumb question to ask in my mind because you did get to an NFC title game a couple years ago and you had the lead against San Francisco and you blew it in the second half on the road. That should have been your NFC title. So he's been close. He's knocked on the door and he's been to a Super Bowl with the Rams. But the older he gets, I mean, he's 31. I know he's under contract. That will be a thing we discuss of Where is he at in the quarterback pantheon if they are to fall short, and does he deserve any responsibility for falling off? Because, again, the numbers aren't terrible when you look at them, but I also feel like this is a big game for him, because let's not sit here and act like Dallas is dominant defensively. I know Quinnen Williams has improved things a little bit for them on the inside, and they've gotten better up front from where they were at the start of the year after the Parsons trade, but this is still a pretty bad Dallas defense. And so when I look at Detroit at home and their weapons and the year Gibbs is having, and I know St. Brown might not play. I don't know if there's been any clarification on that, yes or no. Quite yet. This is a game where your offense has to go eat. Dallas is going to move it on you. Your defense is struggling. Yep. You won games like this at the end of last year when your defense was decimated and you were winning shootout after shootout after shootout. You got to go do it again tonight.
I don't know what the answer is if they lose. It might be just a season you shrug your shoulders and you're like, it's cooked. Because again, I believe this is an elimination game for either loser. And I'll be honest with you, going into it, I'm not going to spread the line on the game. I actually think I'm leaning Dallas.
Are you?
It's just there's just something a little off about the Lions this year.
Yeah.
And I've been giving them benefit of the doubt last couple weeks. That Giant game was...
I've gambled on them back-to-back weeks and lost.
That Giant game was the quintessential, they respond to the loss by blowing the bad team they play out the next week, and it was instantly, we're losing.
We're losing, and
we're
fight
still
back.
Losing. And now we need overtime to win the game, and then you... I don't know. The Philly performance was pretty terrible. And then last weekend, last Thursday when they play the Packers, you're just like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the Packers are a good team. They're good defensively, and they showed they could play up for certain opponents, but they controlled that entire game.
I have to believe, on your Goff point, I have to believe they're going to start kicking around the idea of drafting somebody.
Right, that's my question. Like, if you miss the playoffs, he's 31. And again, he's not terrible, but like, we've learned this, that the best time to find the replacement is when you have a guy. You don't want to get into a desperation yes. mode where two more years go down and then Goff continues to slip and you've missed the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Yep.
Well, now we'll go find a quarterback. It's like, no, now is the if this is the way your season's going to end, and it seems a little rash, maybe a little reactionary, because they have been such a good organization the last 3 years.
Right.
NFC title game, number one seed last year. Like, I get it. But when things fall off like this, you got to look in the mirror and figure out what the hell happened and what the hell went wrong. And I don't know if they know the answers, which is concerning.
I just wonder how many coordinator changes they're going to make. Like, is yeah. Shepard in trouble?
Yeah.
I think they're obviously going to be changing their OC situation. He's calling the plays now.
Yes.
Which, you know, hasn't been great.
Looked good for a moment, and he was cute, and it was, yeah. Hey, look at that, Dan Campbell's doing great. And then yeah. the last couple of weeks, it has not gone.
Let me go for it on fourth down for the 80th time.
I tend to agree with you. Like, my gut tells me you got to take Lions. Lions at home, Thursday night, season on the line,
I'm
Dan Campbell.
Feeling,
and then my head's telling me, dude, Dallas is playing good football
Dallas
right now.
I think Dallas can honestly yeah. do it.
So it should be a fun one on Thursday night. And the other benefit, at least, of tonight's game is usually Thursday night football this time of year, you're just like, everybody get out healthy. Nobody wants to be there. Full week off.
Full week off.
Because they both played last Thursday. So it's one of those unique yeah. ones where you get a full week off in between Thursday. Should be fun, man. I can't wait tonight for Thursday night football. I want to get to a couple of college football odds and ends coming up next, including one trend that makes me optimistic for how the sport's looking and how it used to look. We'll dive into that in the Bill Orm bottom of the hour, I should say. Back after this on 105.1 FM, The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how about you text the word Matt, M-A-T-T, to 503-864-6326. And if you do so, you will be entered for a chance to win tickets to see Matt Rife, October 10th, 2026, at the Moda Center. Head on over to 1051thefan.com for complete details. Again, text Matt, M-A-T-T, to 503-864-6326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Matt Rife. Couple of college football odds and ends. We'll get to Bill Orem at the bottom of the hour. He wanted to come on and defend his honor. And so we'll see what he has to say about his skinny little Christmas tree. Magic hat, top of the hour. I love my magic hat submissions. There's no dead moms in sleeping bags this week. I promise you that.
Thank you for that.
A little more sports heavy this week for me. So we'll get to all of that coming up still in the show.
Coincidentally, they played on Friday Mrs. Doubtfire on television.
Did I watched it. It's a great movie, man. So R.I.P. Love Robin Williams. Okay, a couple of things I'm going to throw at you. Random college football odds and ends. Three things here in this segment. First off, what do we make of Vanderbilt legitimately exploring the possibility of trying to play a game this weekend? So Vanderbilt's on the outside looking into the playoff. They realize they're dead. Like, there's no pathway for them to get in at 10-2. Their argument is pretty valid because on the one hand, they gave somebody, I think it was Oklahoma. The committee said, well, Oklahoma jumped seven spots when they went on the road and won at Neyland Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's a great win. You won on the road at Tennessee, top 25 team, right? Vanderbilt only moved up. Or actually, they didn't move at all after winning on the road at Tennessee. In fact, Texas jumped them with a worse record. Yeah, I know there's the head-to-head there, but Texas is 9-3. Vanderbilt's 10-2. And Texas jumped them. Other teams jumped them. And so they were like, wait a minute, I thought winning at Tennessee was a quality win. Now it's no longer a quality win. They're 14th. They legitimately have kicked around the idea. Now it has been officially shot down, but there was interest from the team, university officials, and the athletic department to try and find a way to play a game this weekend just to show the committee that they can pile up one more win.
I just, even if it was granted, who are you playing? And if it's nobody of real note, you're doing nothing for yourself.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody else in the mix that would answer that call?
Well, I mean,
if you're Utah, Utah's right behind them at 15. Yeah, there's also not a pathway for them.
I would want the play-in games, like you had mentioned. Like if you don't
answer the call and come play.
Yeah, you do conference champions to settle some of the seeding. And when you get to like 8 and beyond, maybe 8 to 14.
That'd be a fun way to
do
it.
You do like a play-in thing. And yeah. Look, some of these teams sort themselves out. You know, I was going to bring this up, but I'm kind of glad you did with Vanderbilt. I love that Vanderbilt wants this. Like, I don't mean to crap on Vanderbilt when I say I don't think they're getting in as a two-loss team. I just think the committee speaks and says, yeah, you're in the SEC, but you're still Vanderbilt.
Like, yeah, that is definitely a logo thing.
And so it's going to take a couple years, and then eventually Clark Lee will get a benefit. I promise you. When they signed Jared Curtis.
Which he signed yesterday, number one quarterback in the country, going to Vanderbilt.
But I thought he hadn't made his mind up yet.
That was an official, they stole my announcement, and I didn't get a chance to make my announcement, and you stole my, wanted to be the guy that announced it.
I know.
Sign your paper.
Anyway.
Shut up.
You know, in 2 years, Jared Curtis is a stud.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt will get a benefit. Right now, they're not quite there in that conference. I was going to bring this up because Sukanik said it yesterday, and it kind of made me think in the car. You and I think universally, we have been pretty against BYU of like, get out of here with the BYU thing. If you look at serious metrics, like they're
getting absolutely hosed.
Well, but I think that's where I wanted to go is you and I both feel the same way about them.
Because I don't think they're one of the 12 best teams in the country, but that's not important.
Yeah,
it's not about what you think. It's about what have they shown on the field.
Right, but like I'm arguing for Miami to make it at two losses. Yeah. We're going to say Bama, should they get a bye?
They're a lock.
They have two now. They could get in with three. Like
Oklahoma's a two-loss team. They're a lock. Notre Dame is ahead of BYU.
Yeah, and if you could be like, well, who would win between BYU and Oklahoma? You could pick Oklahoma, sure.
doesn't matter. I picked Alabama to beat Oklahoma. How'd that turn out?
I have no evidence that Oklahoma would win that game. They're not very good. So I thought that was just something interesting of like that, more even than the ACC. Yeah, maybe about the same as the ACC. That conference, we give nothing in terms of respect to.
Nope.
And we give way more respect to the middle, to top end of the SEC, and certainly the Big Ten.
Without a doubt.
And I just, it is funny how we're talking and viewing a BYU.
They have a win over Utah, who's ranked in the top 15. That's technically better than any win that Oregon has, by the way.
Their only two losses potentially are against the number, four?
Number four
Texas
team
Tech
in the
is number four right now.
They got bludgeoned in that game, sure. So you got to take that into consideration. Yes. But yes, it's not like it's a bad loss. It's not losing to Florida State.
Or Florida. Should Texas make it? Dan Orlovsky? Tell me why Texas should make it after losing to Florida. So
it's because they went to overtime against Kentucky, don't you know?
It is fun. I know none of it matters largely until the final rankings, but he said that, and he gave me metrics where it's like some of their metrics are better than Notre Dame's, and we're sitting here saying Notre Dame should make it. And I'm like,
I am so in on...
disrespect the Big 12.
It kind of connects the segment you did earlier about this weekend and what it means and not having as much as importance as it used to maybe in the sport. And I go back to, we're already deciding who can play in conference championships based on an incredibly flawed process. Virginia, for example... One, they got to play NC State in a game that didn't count as an ACC game, and they lost. I don't know how that works. And two, they didn't play anybody in the top. They didn't play Miami. And play, like, go look at the top seven teams in the ACC. Virginia didn't play essentially any of them. And that they're now in the conference title because of that. This weekend, having some form of a play-in and every game having something on the line would be incredible for the sport. So let's just use your example. Say top eight or locks, right? You would then have number nine. Alabama would play Vanderbilt. I know we already saw the
game. Are they 14?
They're number 14.
Yeah, okay.
You'd have 10, which is Notre Dame, would host Texas, number 13. And BYU, number 11, would host Miami. And the winners of those games are in the playoff. Off we go.
I'm in.
Like, that's way more entertaining I'm excited to see Ohio State, Indiana, but they're both going to be top four teams, win or lose.
Can I ask you this then?
Yeah. I'd even go further than that.
I was going to say,
more play-ins.
Like, would you want Oregon in a play-in?
I mean, I'm okay if you want to extend it. Like, just have
seating.
Yeah.
So, like, what you go, like, 5 to up to 8 is about seeding.
Yeah.
And then 9 to 14 would be play-in.
I just think there's a way that we can reimagine this and just say regular season conference champion is crowned. You know, Indiana, Ohio State, you want to share it however you want to figure that out. I don't know because they're both undefeated. Alabama, you win the SEC. Congratulations. Now we go into our play-ins.
I agree.
The conference title games are so convoluted now again because the conferences are too big and you can't play anybody.
Well, I guess in that instance of our alternate theory, like, if I did 5 to whatever, like some of those teams are playing in conference championship games. So like, it would be altered, but like,
yeah,
I think the point stands. There is a way to your point and my complaint a little bit of like, I just like caring about conference titles.
They should mean something.
They do. Why do they not?
I know. You're right. Well, to be fair,
brag about the Big Ten title last year. Cause you should, you went undefeated and won the Big Ten
and
title.
34 to nothing happened. And we didn't brag quite as much.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is how we've switched a little bit.
Flip flop a little bit.
When it was a 4-team playoff, I remember I poo-pooed your Rose Bowl and said, you'd rather be Oklahoma
and
getting
killed in the playoffs.
By LSU. And you were like, no, it's the Rose Bowl. And you were like screaming at me. And I'm like, it's the playoff only. We only remember the playoff. And now it feels like we've reversed a little bit where my conference title games matter. And you're
used
like,
to
no,
mean
man,
something,
I don't want to lose 34-0.
Well, and it should also be noted, like, it means a lot in the ACC, right? It means a lot in the Big 12 for BYU. If BYU wins, they're in. It means a lot. Where else? In the American comp, right? North Texas and Tulane. Like, those conference games
100%.
Matter a great deal. Those are legitimate play-in games for some of those teams involved. It's just the two big kids on the block. It doesn't matter as much for the SEC and the Big Ten, other than bragging rights. And it's a very proud thing to win a conference title, and they'll be proud to hoist. Oh. Like, Indiana winning the Big Ten. When was the last time Indiana won a Big Ten title in football? Has Indiana ever won a Big Ten title in football?
I'm going to guess they haven't.
Okay, let me get a quick Google here. Hold on.
By the way, I love every pundit is picking Ohio State.
Yeah, that spread's only 4.5.
I'm going to roll with Cignetti. I don't care.
Do we count outright 1945? Do we count it?
All due respect to those people, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They were also a co-champ in 1967. They split it. Splitsies. I
mean, okay, so you're going back to the 60s and the 40s.
They have not won a split Big Ten title since 1967. They have not won an outright conference title since 1945.
How did we never have conference titles?
That's World War II, dude. What are we doing here?
Like, how is that not at the start of all of this?
I know, right?
The NFL was like, let's do playoffs, and then we'll do a championship. And they're like,
we'll figure it
college,
out.
They're like, nah, you know what we'll do? We'll just vote. We'll have five people tell us who the best team was.
You're the champion. What? Who? Me? All right. Now we're going to claim it. No, we're the champion.
You know, something to think about for tomorrow is you remember the playoff last year, how much of the first, not the first weekend, the second weekend with the bye teams then playing, how none of them won.
All four of them lost.
And how much what the bye teams do this year.
Yeah.
Because then if they lose, if they all lose again, which would be Ohio State, Indiana, an SEC, and then
maybe
Texas Tech or whatever, right? But if they all lost, I think you actually see the schedule move up before next season.
All of a sudden we get another change.
Oh, yeah, you know, I seriously think they would, because those are too powerful of juggernauts that would, if the Ohio State lost, you're damn right they'd be writing a letter. 3 weeks off? This is ridiculous.
Gave you a taste of your own medicine, Ohio State. I hope it's my team that doesn't, too, and those bastards. I didn't get to two other college football notes, so we'll save those for later on in the show. We do have the magic hat coming up top of the hour. But coming up next, he wants to defend his honor. What does he have to say in his defense? Bill Orem, next.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, Daily Ticker time, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. You better watch out because Bad Santa's coming to town. It's brought to you by Pelican Brewing, celebrating the season with Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale.
Oh, I bet I won't cry.
Not often that this happens, where we have a guest on twice in the same week. It's very rare. It's a very rare occurrence.
We don't like to double dip that chip.
But when somebody is kind enough to give us their time over the years, and every time we ask, there's usually a yes, I would love to come on and talk some sports with you guys. When they send a request back in the other direction of, hey, can I come on because I have something that I would like to talk about and discuss, we say, sure, the floor is yours. Now, when I made a comment, I believe this was Monday morning, when I made a comment about, you know, just mindlessly scrolling my Instagram stories and noticing a Christmas tree, I did not think it was going to take on a life of its own at this level, to the point we would then have the person on to defend said Christmas tree. But here we are, and his name is Bill Orem, and he's the columnist at The Oregonian. You can go give him a follow on Twitter. Check him out on Blue Sky as well. Bill, good morning to you. Have you ever had to defend your Christmas tree before?
Yes, I've had children storming it early in the morning of Christmas is past, and I've had to, like, kind of position myself like a guard at the gate to protect the tree from those little rascals.
Well, the
reason, let me at least have some nog first before we start ripping into these packages.
Yeah, let me get one glass of eggnog. All right, don't be savages here. Okay, we live in a society.
Well, so listen, guys, I just want to say that I do think that judging another man's Christmas tree is not only beneath you, but very much like midsummer behavior, like the lazy days of summer behavior. Like, what, like the famously slowest sports day of the year is after the day after the All-Star game.
Yeah.
We should save judging another man's Christmas tree for that day.
Make everybody post their trees that day.
Seasonally appropriate. I realize it may seem a little out of season, but it makes more sense on a day when there's no sports going on. You guys did this in a week that Oregon State hires a new coach. Mm-hmm. The Ducks lose both their coordinators to head coaching jobs. Kelly Graves' team just smoked the Beavers last night. UP men are playing for a spot in the College Cup this week. I had another one. What was the other
National signing day?
Great win last night.
Yeah,
the Blazers had a great win last night. Denny Avdia looks like every bit an all-star. National signing day. But what is the preeminent sports talk radio show in our market talking about?
Oh, thank you,
Bill Orem's family Christmas tree.
Wow, thank you.
And I think I'm flattered, but I mean, also horrified.
You know, to be fair, we got the World Cup in the summer. We don't have time in the summer. We got a lot of soccer to talk.
It's World Cup time, all right?
We're in football.
We're not farting around here.
I'm very excited for your guys' evolution into a soccer show.
Well, I've been trying to make it happen because I got an English Premier League team now. They got a big win yesterday, by the way, against the Wolves, but my co-host won't let it happen.
No, I just
now,
shut him up.
Let me just say this. I didn't see the story. I usually see your stories. I missed this. You sent it to me, but it wouldn't pop up, so I didn't actually see it until you sent me the photo.
By the way, if people want to go see the tree, it is on our Twitter handle, @DirtAndSprague. You can go check out the picture. It was tweeted yesterday.
And I feel bad because I actually think we legitimately have a good relationship with you, but then sometimes I can't tell if like you think we're crossing a line, and so like I edited you out of the photo that I posted because I felt weird about it.
We should have kept him in.
I agree. I know. But then it looked like that was your third time taking the photo because it was a live photo. And so when I pressed down on it, you looked a little annoyed putting that tree back. I'm like, God, okay, I'll do another one. Take it. And I don't know if that's right.
When we took that photo, I told my wife, I said, I need to look very taciturn and like serious because this is like one of those photos that you find 80 years down the line, and you're like, look at Grandpa, so stoic as we
cutting down a tree,
the family Christmas tree.
Yeah, you did look pretty masculine.
No smiling.
You look great in that photo. I want to give you credit.
A lot of Carhartt involved. I didn't have you as a Carhartt guy, but he's born at the beach, so maybe we should have known that.
Now, I defended your honor, though, because you told me you went to the forest to cut it down, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law also used to do this as a tradition. They'd go up to the mountain forest, and they'd cut a tree. And every time they did this, the tree largely looked how your tree looked. And so I've seen those kinds of trees before. And I also know it's hard to find a perfect 6-foot full tree to just go cut in a forest. So I defended your honor a little bit. Now, what forest did we go to get this thing?
The Mount Hood National Forest.
There you go.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
It's a legitimate forest. That counts.
I will say, you know, as someone who was born at the beach, I did, cut down a lot of Christmas trees, but always at a tree farm. On the Oregon coast, there used to be a tree farm up the Wilson River outside of Tillamook, and we went there for years and years and years. Lived in Los Angeles. We had a fake tree for a few years, and it just wasn't cutting it for me, no pun intended. So I insisted on finding a place that we could actually go cut down a tree in Southern California a few years ago. And we ended up driving an hour north of L.A. to this, like, patch of dirt where they had pine trees that were no taller than dirt. That for us to cut down. And this thing was like a shrub in my living room. And I want to say it is such a joyful memory because when I see pictures of that tree, I don't see a crappy Christmas tree that belongs in a Charlie Brown, special. Like I see my kid getting down on his knees and crying like hell to like cut down this tree with a saw that he doesn't really know how to use.
There you go.
I remember that my youngest son wore a jersey over a t-shirt that just did not match at all. And it was a very odd fashion choice on that day. So for me, like I'm looking at this tree right now that has been so disparaged on these airwaves. And I see the same thing. I see a great day where the snow had
snow falling down. Yeah.
I know what you're doing right now. You're playing the sympathy card.
Trying to make us feel bad here.
And
my kid's running through the woods and looking at trees and saying, how about this one, Mom? Dad, that's a good one. And I say, son, that's 80 feet tall. It won't work in our humble home. So I look at this tree and I see the memories that I created with my family.
Oh
and not the
shame and ridicule.
I just would also say, what is a perfect Christmas tree?
Well, not yours.
What is perfection anyhow?
Well, like, this is a good question.
None of us are perfect.
No, we all have flaws.
Some of us are a little misshapen. Some of us don't fit the ideal of the perfect man. Some of us, me, do, but others do not. I think that a Christmas tree can be an incredible symbol of that slice of humanity, that we should all strive to be individuals rather than perfect.
Yeah, but if your tree could talk, it'd be very insecure about itself, let's be honest. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but...
That was a hell of... Dude, I gotta give you a round of applause.
The reason he's a columnist,
that was well done.
You know what I mean?
That was well done. Are we going to get a column on this topic in the Oregonian? Is this going to have? Are we going to be a Sunday column now?
It would be like a great column.
Embrace your inner tree.
It could be, but I will also say I just want to give a huge endorsement to the the National Forest Permit System, the tree harvesting system. we had a great day on Mount Hood with some great family friends. You know, every kid's got a saw. We have a couple of thermoses of hot cocoa, one for the kids, one for the adults. And, you know, we saw one other family out there in the woods looking for a tree. It was peaceful. It was fun. It was memorable. You're right that the selection is not the same as the lot at the church on down on Gleason, but like it is it's special to us. And
now, is this a yearly tradition? Do you go up there every year?
Yes, this is the first annual tree harvesting for the Oram family.
So the start of a family tradition.
So we actually have great friends who have done this in past years, and this year we were invited to join in, and so we are pretty delighted with the outcome, even though the selection is can be a little thin, and we spent quite a bit of time looking for this little beauty. But like when we found her, we knew, you know, we just knew.
Just adopting a dog? Like, what's happening here? By the way, the first time in fan history, shout out the forest for existing. Like,
forest is cool, dude. I'm pro forest too, man.
I was on your side, and then you came on, and I don't know if you've turned me against you.
Are you stronger in your anti-Oram tree take now than you were originally?
Like, you know, I know that it's about making the memories. That's why anybody cuts any tree down. It's because you remember that day and those moments.
That's not why anybody cuts any tree down. It's not always about memories.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's about like
necessity.
Sometimes it's about lumber.
Yeah.
And houses.
We gotta build stuff.
You don't tell us how to do our job, and we don't tell you how to do yours, but hand to God, I actually think it would be a delightful random online column if you just like had an embrace your inner tree talking about why you should defend your Christmas tree.
I also think we need to put in our phone calendars for July 15th to call Bill Oram to bring him on the show to talk Christmas trees and say, now is it appropriate to have this debate? I will also add one last thing. I think in my history on this show, some of these are random. I've had my three favorite radio or phone calls that we've now had. One, when we talked about the outrageous audio commercials and the guy called in.
Oh,
$2. You know,
yeah,
he just randomly called
that's
in.
That's right.
Then we had our really tan Ron Sloy
phone call, in.
Randomly calling in. Was an all-time moment
for
us.
We're talking about him.
And then this one from Bill Oram is going to reach my top three of phone calls. That was delightful. It was well-prepared. He came with an argument. He had points to be made. I don't have a lot of counter-arguments other than the tree's a little skimpy. Let's get a little more thick next time. Outside of that, well done. Round of applause for me for Bill Oram.
I'll give you that.
Round of applause. Yeah.
I'll tell the tree to get into the gym after New Year's and more squats.
Cut back on the Ozempic,
half your decorations are not.
I want my tree to have more booty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
Stick
you.
With two C's next year, please.
Slim thick.
Hey, while we got you, are we going to go trade for Giannis?
I mean, why not? I wrote about that in the summer that the Blazers had the assets to do it. I think that's probably more likely that you would see those draft picks that they have, that they procured in the Dame trade to facilitate a trade and get a missing piece or somebody they view as a missing piece. But, we really haven't gotten to see Dame and Giannis in the playoffs together. So why not make it happen in Portland next year?
Do we want to have a Wayne Tinkle conversation, or we want to save that for a different day?
Well, that seems like a conversation for a different day, but a huge win for the Beavs against the Catamounts yesterday. So, I mean, I don't think this is the day to have the Wayne Tinkle conversation. They're turning it around in Corvallis.
Oh, Cal Baptist didn't happen.
Here they come. All right.
Cal Baptist.
Somebody texted in and said, that tree he cut down, definitely not for lumber. There's not enough wood there. There's only one purpose for that tree. Bill Oram is a columnist at the Oregonian. We love you, Bill.
You're not going to see that tree on the end line at a Timbers game next summer, that's for sure.
Save it for one of your kids' soccer games.
Pee-wee Timbers, yeah.
Cut a little slice off at the end in January if they got a game.
Your kid holding up a piece of that tree.
Yeah, I scored a goal.
I love this. Your tree is great, Bill. We love you, and let's do this again soon, okay?
Sounds great. I can't wait for your next segment with Timber Joey to discuss my tree.
There you go.
He would shame the hell out of you.
He would. His thing's too skinny, man. Bill Oram, he's our columnist.
I feel like Timber Joey chopped that tree with his hand.
He probably could karate chop little slices off of that bad boy. I mean, look, he's not wrong. It's about the memory, but, you know.
He really tried to play the sympathy card.
He totally did.
You know, my kid running around. Mom! Dad!
Daddy!
Can you pull that, by the way? His mom thing that he said his
mom? What about this one? That was delightful. Thank you, Bill. That was perfect. Go check out the tree at Dirt & Sprague on Twitter if you want to agree with Bill and his opinion or join in on the fun and make fun of his skinny, scrawny tree. Let's get to a couple more college football tidbits and then Magic at top of the hour back after this on the fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this might turn into something. Nick Kroepke chiming in, saying, what did he say?
Fox 12 Oregon.
Fox 12. KPTV. Said, good tree talk, AM Sports Radio, driving the toddler to swim class. Merry Christmas, boys. We love you, Nick Kroepke. Send me your tree. I want to see your tree.
Yeah, let's see Krupke's tree. I'd love to see people's trees. I'll send you guys my photo.
I think
of
we need
tree.
To. So one listener said, if we're going to criticize Orem's tree, we need to see your tree. It's only fair. So I'm going to tweet out a picture of my tree right now.
You have the photo?
I got it. Yeah, dude. Whenever I put my tree up, it's the first thing I do. When it gets dark, you turn the lights down, you take a picture of the tree every year.
I'm prepared to lose and get made fun of the most. My tree is the most ghetto.
I have
two
fake
different color
tree,
lights,
so.
Yeah, I mean, you don't.
Oh, you lose.
Yeah, you lose automatically. You're in last place.
I haven't even
place.
Put it up yet. It's going up sometime
it's
this
the
weekend.
Fourth.
Early next week.
It's in 3 weeks.
Early next week. What are you doing today?
I'm going to pilots practice after. Then I'm prepping for the pilots game tomorrow. I got
to
get.
You don't
ready
have
for...
20 minutes to put.
How
a fake
long does
tree
it
up?
Take to put a fake tree up?
Well, the problem is I need to clear out the space. Our place has gotten cluttered with all sorts of crap.
Wow, you have no kids. If I have more than 10
condo.
Items, if I have more than 10 items at your age with no children living with me,
no belongings,
I'm ending it.
Well, I just tweeted out my tree, so you can go take a look at my tree, Kroepke. I want to see your tree. Okay, let's see the tree, Kroepke. Sprague, I want to see yours. Show me your tree.
Who do you think has the best tree of the media scene?
Ooh.
Let's hold it here. Who has the best tree at the fan? Because I don't know who's real and who's fake either.
Because it has to be a real. It has to be a real tree in order to be considered.
Yeah. Well, Patrick's
fake
tree
trees cannot.
He
so
told
Patrick's
us
out.
His
Swigard's out.
I'm out.
I think I beat you.
Wow.
So I think I'm ahead of you.
Wait. Why do you beat me?
Because you got ghetto lights. Ghetto lights. Ghetto lights are going to downgrade.
Are we talking about the decorations
I think
of the
it's
tree?
An all-encompassing thing.
Because Bill's tree is naked.
It doesn't look good naked or dressed up. I've
My
seen it
tree
both.
Naked
I've
is...
seen it with clothes and without clothes, and it doesn't look any better either way. Put your clothes back on, all
well,
right?
There's no clothes to put on.
Yeah, you know,
he's
lot.
Got an Ariana Grande tree. Barely fits those
How'd you
lights.
Get so skinny.
What
man?
Happened?
Go eat a steak, dude.
See, my tree naked looks good.
You got a good naked tree,
but the off color lights don't help.
Okay.
And my crooked
well, I don't
star.
Have a, I don't have a naked picture of my tree. I only have a dressed picture of my tree. So that's all I got to post.
You know what? I think I have a naked picture of
you
my
got
tree.
A naked tree picture,
but my children are in it. I don't want my kids on the internet.
No, you black out the faces. You can do that thing.
Reduce.
You can put a little circle over it or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who I would guess.
The Rops seem hoity-toity. I bet they got a nice tree. You think they go fake tree, though, without kids in the house anymore?
You think they go tree?
See, I was thinking Sook. Sook's more likely to go out.
I mean, you've worked with them. Who's more festive?
Sook's a December baby. He's got a birthday this
That's
month
true.
Like me.
Yeah.
Sook, yeah. My instincts would lead to Sook. I don't know if they're founded properly or not.
Rob strikes me as, I don't know, Margot.
One of those kind of guys, why are we even celebrating Christmas? Take me to San Diego instead.
Give me a nice cocktail and a clean layout of my house.
You're probably right there. I think all I'm saying is, I think I'm in the running.
Okay.
Is meringue in the running?
No. No.
I don't think so.
He can prove me wrong. Show me your tree, meringue. I don't think he's in the running here.
Quick and decisive.
Does Danny Meringue strike you as a Christmas guy?
Hmm.
You know you agree with me here.
The other ones I could see is Rust.
I don't know.
Rust strikes me as buys tree at parking lot.
Yeah, doesn't
or
cut
fake
it down.
Tree.
He gets the one that's going to wither a week before
His
Christmas.
His pants don't stay up. I don't have him going to cut trees down. Are you kidding me? He's pulling up his jeans half the time I see him. How are you cutting a tree down like that? I mean, come on. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
That's why.
You're not wrong.
I
could see the Harrah's having a nice tree situation.
I can't tell if they're listening out
I don't
there.
Care if they are. It's
corporate's
true.
In town today. They're all minding their P's and Q's.
The Harrah's are underrated here.
The Harrah's are in the running.
The brand managers are in the definitely be like, I got a 14-footer, actually.
Yeah.
I would argue Dusty's wife might be cutting the tree down and not Dusty.
Oh,
she's hardcore.
She's psychotic.
Yeah, and she'll get after that tree.
Yeah, I think she pushes Dusty out of the way.
I got this. I did Peloton. Let me finish my workout. Does it? And no saw either. Goes axe.
No, old fashioned hatchet. Yeah, axe. Just chop that thing down.
Yeah,
there he is, pulling his pants up.
Here he comes. Yeah, trying to defend himself.
He heard it.
Hey, we are number two. Thank you. I love you too, Rust. Okay, well, I didn't get to what I was going to get to there, but that happens from time to time. Show me your tree. I posted my tree. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. I have more college nuggies I haven't gotten to yet. Big Thursday night football game. We'll have some final thoughts on that. Let's start, though, with the Magic Hat. Yeah. You guys ready to Magic Hat?
I am.
Let's Magic Hat it next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.